This is VOA News. The Arimold, I'm Melissa Melton.
The United States gave the final go-ahead on Friday to the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine after the Food and Drug Administration authorized an emergency rollout of a vaccine from Pfizer Incorporated and its German partner BioNTech. President Donald Trump has promised via Twitter that inoculations will start within 24 hours. The United States joins Britain and several other countries in scrambling to vaccinate as many people as possible ahead of the winter season. While the FDA decision came only after public review of data from a huge ongoing study, it has also been dogged by intense political pressure from the Trump administration. The move sets off what will be the largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history. Europe is set to make its own decision on the Pfizer-BioNTech shot later this month. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a Texas lawsuit to invalidate the November 3rd presidential election results in four battleground states that President Donald Trump lost to his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. In a brief unsigned order, the Supreme Court said Texas does not have a standing to sue the states of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The lawsuit filed on Monday by Trump ally and Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, and backed by other GOP state attorneys general and 126 Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives, asked the Supreme Court to delay the Electoral College vote and to prevent the four states from casting their electoral votes on Monday. There was no immediate response from President Trump. He did tweet two videos whose theme was "Stop the Steal." That's a battle cry of his claim that the election was rigged against him. You can follow this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.